Thursday night Dvar Halacha.
Say, we talked last night about Bishul Akum, which unlike Pas Akum, which has certain kulos automatically associated with it, because the Gzeira was perhaps not even totally Niskabel. That's, you have to learn the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim to know exactly the guidelines of Pas Akum, but Bishul Akum is an accepted Isser. It's an Isser D'Rabbon on Bishul Akum when it applies. Things that are not eaten raw, things that are La Shulchan Malachim. It's an Isser, and it traces up to Kalim, and you have to kasha the Kalim. That's the Isser of Bishul Akum. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's become more of a problem. Even, let's assume we rely on those that hold that a not from person is not going to be considered an Akum, even a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya, even without the Tinuk Shenish Basvara. There's a good side to say there's no Isser Bishul Akum for such people. Kosh came with the Tinuk Shenish Basvara, but when you see the workers around and they care of older people, it can become a real inadvertently. It can become a real problem if they do any cooking. So you have to be aware. It's mamish and iser. And now, in terms of hechsherim, especially American hechsherim, or really all hechsherim, stories like this: if the non-Jew, let's talk about a pot on a fire, okay? So if a non-Jew puts the pot on the grate, on the stove, and a Jew turns on the fire afterwards, that's fine according to everybody. Right? He put down the pot, there was nothing happening. He just put it down there. And the Jew turns on the fire, that's fine. If a Jew turns on the fire, and then the non-Jew puts on the food. So the Jew made the fire. And in Pas Akum, that's like, even if you're makbid, that's like a great kula, a great heter. A Jew made the fire. But here you have a machlokes mechaber and ramah, and the mechaber says that's not bishul Yisrael. That's called the goy is cooking it. Right? The Jew made the fire, but now the goy is putting the pot on the fire, so he's cooking the food. So that's bishul akum. The ramah is mekel, and says that if the Jew made the fire, that's okay. Or if the Jew contributed to the fire, then you start with other forms of the kulas, but it's all based on the Ramos allowing that if the Jew made the fire, that's already okay. So there are, that's a big issue, if you're giving a heksha, certainly, and then a pilot light is already the next level of kula, which says that, okay, maybe he doesn't just have to make the fire, maybe it's enough if he makes the pilot light, and Marshall, I just spoke to someone from the Star K before coming here. They allow pilot lights, and that's enough for them to give a hechsher. You have to see him again. Bishul Akum is also it's not a chumrah. So, but then there's these guidelines. So they allow it. They allow even the pilot light. Loy mi boy of the Ramah, they'll do. But and this is something. This is what's like an alert consumer. This is the kind of thing, you know, there's a heksher on the thing, but as I spoke about a few weeks ago, you don't know what the standards are many times. So here, the marshal, the pilot light, it's a cooler. And then now they have automatic timers or remote controls that the Jew does, I don't know, with computers, and he pushes in the buttons, and then the fire goes on at a certain time. But it's all based on the remorse cooler. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't help at all. Nothing helps. Even if Imamish made the fire, it wouldn't help. So we have to be aware, and these are issues that come up.
Okay.